Martino. He is a national board certified counselor and addiction counselor, licensed alcohol and drug counselor, licensed professional counselor, and he owns, owner of the group, private practice, Advanced Treatment Solutions of Farmington and Hartford. Jim Martino, good to have you back. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back. Happy New Year.
Remember the last time.
Yeah, we had a good time, Brad.
Yes,
we had a really good time.
Talking about the winter blues. A lot of people love you. Now, I know this has a biological component. It's got a mental component, too. But what people hear it, they say, there's no such thing as the winter blues. But there really is, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. As soon as the sun starts, you know, people start getting home and in the sun, and there's less sun, winter comes. In particular, after the holidays, we start seeing it a lot more. So if you have kind of a biological disposition to it, you're going to be more exposed to it. We have to kind of look for it. As far as we have a lot more clients coming in because of seasonal affective disorder.
Well, people should know it's seasonal affective disorder, and with the lower amount of sunlight. Okay, follow along, kids. With the lower amount of sunlight, the mechanism in your brain stops producing. Brad, we were talking about biochemistry in the brain.
It
stops producing some of the brain chemistry that keeps people on an even keel, right, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. The serotonin levels in the brain.
Yes, serotonin levels.
So there's ways to supplement that.
Yeah.
How do you supplement it? That's the big thing. I know a couple of people that are in that particular category.
One is trying to be outside as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Try to get as much sun as you can. There's some phototherapy lamps now that you can get for your office. They look like little iPads.
Do they really work?
From what I hear, they do. I'm actually thinking of getting them for my office.
I work with a woman at another job who's got this really bright, intense lamp on her desk, and she admits it's a phototherapy lamp to give her more of an intense light to kickstart her biochemistry in the brain.
From what I'm hearing, it works very well. A lot of clients report that they see a benefit of it. Also, some vitamin D, increasing your vitamin D. A lot of
milk,
times
Brad.
Happens.
Milk.
Oh,
there it is.
I drink 2-3 quarts of milk a week.
Yep. Lots of vitamin D there.
There you go.
And I think sometimes people get on these diets after the holidays, so they need to supplement.
I mean, that really helps, though. That no kidding. I didn't think of the. But food does help.
Oh,
absolutely. Nutrition is key to a lot of mental illness, a lot of physical impairments as well. We're fortunate. We live in a great country where we have a lot of nutrients and we have a lot of ability to eat very well if we want to. But in other countries, sometimes they don't have that option. But, vitamin D, phototherapy lens. You know, you can get something for like $15, as low as $15 sometimes. So if people do start noticing that they're feeling down.
That was going to be my next question, Jim. And the guest is Jim Martino from Advanced Treatment Solutions of Farmington and Hartford. How does somebody know if they're having the winter blues? And how do they know this is more than I can handle? I should call somebody like you.
I think if they start, individuals stop having trouble sleeping. They can't fall asleep, maybe insomnia, or they're oversleeping. Sometimes what happens is people feel overtired. And basically, if you're having trouble getting out of bed, that might be a sign that you're having depression. If you're feeling kind of hopeless or feeling lonely, and it's becoming excessive. Obviously, there's degrees. I think everybody, to some extent, living in New England, is going to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of winter blues at times. But I think it's when it becomes starting a problem. You're not wanting to go to work in the morning. You're very lethargic.
Now, does this affect women more than men or men more than women?
It tends to affect women more.
Really?
Women more.
Well, that's interesting because the people I know that are affected by it are generally women.
I think the times are like 3 or 4 times more women are affected by it. I'm not really sure why, but it is kind of a factor. We're also more affected here in New England. Florida, about 1% of the population is affected by it. Here in Connecticut, 9%.
Really?
9?
Because so it's 9 times.
So the farther you are from the equator, the more likelihood that you're going to have
it. Well, it's darker up here,
So the sun really plays a big part in this.
Yeah.
The good news is spring's around the corner.
Yeah. Days are getting longer.
Days are going to get longer eventually. But just kind of keeping an eye on it, especially for loved ones, making sure that they're not regressing. And again, there's degrees of this. So if someone does have a mental health condition typically, for instance, if they have bipolar disorder or mm-hmm. if they have major depression, you're going to see a lot more symptomology around this time of year. So just keep it in mind, especially yeah. if you have a loved one that you're caring for who has
don't let them sit issues. Inside, you know, especially, and this, Jim, I should tell you, in my own family, we had bipolar depression, we had anxiety disorder, OCD, and I can remember with my mom and some other relatives that, yes, in the wintertime, it would be worse. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now, if somebody is listening right now, okay, and this person says, my God, I found somebody. All right, what do you do if they call you, and because I want you to give your phone number, call you and want to see you? What are some of the things that you would do?
Well, the first thing we do is the first session is basically we evaluate the person holistically. So we look at their medical history. We look at their employment history. We look at their substance use. Whether they're having any type of legal issue that's going on, marriage change, maybe they're going through a divorce. These things are all going to be attributing factors. Also, their history of mental health, you know, what issues have happened in the past. Mm-hmm. So the first session is kind of just doing an overview of the person, trying to get a sense of who they are. At that point, we develop an individualized treatment plan for that person. So we one size doesn't fit all. It's not just, you know, we do this and this. We kind of figure out what works for that person. So not everybody that comes in has a major issue. You know, they're usually going through a small issue or something that's when I mean by small, maybe not as significant.
Or maybe they just want to check to see, you know, is this severe or am I okay? I just should get out a little bit more in the winter and exercise and watch what I eat and, yeah, stuff like
correct,
that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we develop a plan for that. Yeah. So we put a plan in place to try to see if medications are not needed. But in some instances, we need to refer to a prescriber who can prescribe something for maybe sometimes for a shorter duration just during this time of year. And then for some others, they may be on a little bit longer. So it just depends on the individual. And then, you know, typically, you know, you meet with an individual maybe once a week for a little while, then biweekly. Then maybe after a while, it's kind of a maintenance thing, maybe once a month for a period of time. And then some people, after a period of time, they don't need to come back. So it just depends on the situation. But this time of year, I think it just affects everyone. So I think it's just an important note to kind of be mindful.
You know, Paul just hit a button with me when he was mentioning food. Mm-hmm. Now, food then evidently mm-hmm. is important, or is it?
Tremendous. I think knowing eating properly, eating routinely, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whether you have a big lunch or whether you have a big dinner, it doesn't make a difference as much, but you need to have that nutrition throughout the day.
Yeah.
A lot of anxiety issues, depression issues, are triggered by not eating appropriately or on a routine.
Yeah.
So that's something that we focus on sometimes with clients
nutrients,
as well.
Vitamins. I mean, your body needs them to survive and operate. I mean, it's common sense.
Absolutely. And I think it starts with your primary care doctor, getting those physicals, checking the blood. Your doctor will help you to figure out, you know, what supplements you're going to need. Because depending on our cultural background, we may need different nutrients and how our DNA is put together.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something to do with a person's age, for example?
Yeah, what about the age thing
in this? Is somebody that's a little older more likely to have one of these sessions?
I think it's probably a little bit more likely just because of being home more. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not out. You know, for example, someone who's worked in construction all their life and now they've been outside their entire career and all of a sudden they retire. They're sitting inside. It's the worst thing. My grandfather, he was always outside once he retired. He was on the garden. He was doing things.
Same thing for my relatives. Yep.
They got to keep busy. And that's so important, kind of knowing your own clock. And then there is some individuals that are more comfortable inside. They don't need as much sunlight.
Yeah.
But it's kind of knowing yourself. But if you start noticing that you're really getting down, or in some instances around this time of year, we also see sometimes some suicide kind of thoughts coming up for people.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of just be mindful of that. If we start seeing our loved ones kind of isolating or they're just not themselves, just checking in and saying, hey, are you feeling okay? Everything's going all right? How are you sleeping? How are you eating? Are they losing weight? Are they gaining weight?
Yeah. I would think losing weight would be a good sign, too.
It can be, but if it's too significant, it can show that maybe they're
not eating.
They're not motivated.
Yeah, not motivated to eat. Yeah, was with my mom when she got older. It was at, you know, with her overriding issues and the seasonal affective thing. Like, Ma, you got to eat. your skin's hanging off you. You know, eat something. You're Italian. We're supposed to eat. You
That's
know.
Right.
Jim Mutino is the guest from Advanced Treatment Solutions of Farmington and Hartford. Phone number 866-887-6864, 866-887-6864. We're talking about winter blues, or the technical term, seasonal affective disorder. And that's, again, one of these things, you know, Jim, that really has a defined diagnosis now, where for years people say, oh, you're just down because it's the winter. But now,
that's right. That's
now,
what everybody used to say.
Yeah, oh, you could get, you know, it's
down.
A winter.
It'll go away.
But now, and it did when the days got longer,
right,
there was more
stuff.
But now it's a medical diagnosis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's great that we're getting education out there about it, because I think the more educated we are about it, the more power we have as individuals. So it's great that we're being more aware of it. And I think your program talking about this is great for people, because a lot of people, they don't have the insight maybe on this. So
yeah.
I think every day when I listen to the show, it's great to hear all these great people that you bring on every week discussing all the issues that are happening here in Connecticut.
Yeah. Jim, there's one thing you wanted to touch on here as we get down to the end here. You deal a lot, obviously, with opioids and substance abuse, and we're on pace here to have a little over 1,000 opioid overdoses we had in 2018. But you wanted to talk about a possible change in the state court system that you're not really on board with. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I actually am on board.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I guess yesterday I was reading the paper. They were saying that they're not going to have special courts.
Not going to have special courts.
But they're going to increase some of the services.
In the regular
people,
courts.
So that people are avoiding legal issues for substance use. So I think that's a great thing. They're going to start expanding services at every single court system and try to get people into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good thing. There's some concerns that making sure that we're reaching everybody and that we're meeting the right need for every person. I think sometimes we tend to put people in a box and say, well, everybody, okay, you have this issue, you need to do this, you need to do that. So I think as long as we're mindful that everybody needs their own treatment plan, I think it's going to work out very well.
See, I've always thought that no matter what people have dealing with, whether it's alcohol abuse, opioids, sex, gambling, there should be no cost treatment, the best treatment available to anybody in this country who has to get off. I mean, that should be funded number one almost before anything else, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Because the cost benefits to society are so great.
Yeah.
You know, it costs about $25,000 to $30,000 to incarcerate somebody.
Yeah.
Or to deal with somebody that's out in the community
creating
that are maybe having crimes or trying to maintain a substance use, where it costs probably about $3,500 to $10,000 to
treat
them.
That's all. So one-third the cost to treat them versus throwing them in jail.
Exactly. Can you
imagine? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
isn't that amazing?
So it saves you. And what you have to look at, too, is what about that individual's family? What are the costs to the family?
Mm-hmm.
Their parents or maybe their children.
Mm-hmm.
And then the addiction continues in the family. So I think it's great that Connecticut is starting to look at that. They're looking to expand services. We don't need to throw people in jail for minor
charges. No, it doesn't make any sense. Put the real bad guys in jail.
Absolutely.
Put the psychos in jail, the rapists, the murderers. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Jim, let me give you your info one more time here. Jim Mutino, it's Advanced Treatment Solutions of Farmington and Hartford, 866-887-6864, advancedtreatmentsolutions.net, or you can email Jim at advancedtreatmentsolutions.net. If you're not sure if you need them, just call
I think it's a tremendous thing you're doing. I really, really do. That number one more time.
866-887-6864. Doesn't hurt to call and say, listen, I'm not sure whether I need somebody. Right? Can you help me out?
Great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll be waiting for your call.
Great. Jim, thank you.
And
it's great to be on.
Again.
Thanks.
Great to see you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks. Appreciate it.